ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we elaborate upon the views of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, about the stages of implementation of the two important principles of promotion of virtues and prevention of vices. Stay tuned. If you remember, we spoke of the conditions considered by Imam Khomeini for implementation of the two important principles of promotion of virtues and prevention of vices, which are namely awareness and vigilance of the promoter of virtues, the possibility of affecting the sinner, insistence of the sinner in commitment of sins, and absence of any possible harm to the promoter of virtues and preventer of vices. We also underlined that based on Imam's view in important and sensitive social topics of importance and in fundamental religious topics of importance, such as protection of the honor and dignity of Islam and Muslims, the promoter of virtues and preventer of vices is duty-bound to fulfill this task even if possible harm could be inflicted upon him, or he may not be able to affect the sinner. Today, we discuss the stages of promotion of virtues and prevention of vices based on the view of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Imam Khomeini considers three stages as necessary in promotion of virtues and prevention of vices while upon achievement of the ultimate goal in any given stage. There would be no need to enter the next phase. While upon achievement of the ultimate goal in any given stage, there would be no need to enter the next phase. The first stage, in the Imam's view, is the non-verbal phase. In this phase, the promoter of virtues and preventer of vices should carry out a deed which displays his heartfelt dislike for the related vice, thereby encouraging the sinner to stop committing sins and to carry out virtues. Imam Khomeini noted that maintenance of relations with relatives is one of the virtues which should be complied with in implementation of the principle of promotion of virtues and prevention of vices. In other words, fulfillment of the first stage in prevention of vices and promotion of virtues should not result in trampling upon another virtue, which is maintenance of ties with relatives. The Imam, in response to a question about a child's relations with his father, who does not comply with religious rules and regulations and is a disbeliever, calls on the related child not to sever ties with his father and to try to guide his father to the right path. In response to another question on whether an individual should sever ties with relatives who are not pious, do not observe their daily prayers, and are anti-revolutionary, Imam Khomeini notes that cutting ties is not allowed. However, the related individual should promote virtues and prevent vices in interactions with his relatives. In the view of the Imam, the second stage of promotion of virtues and prevention of vices is the verbal phase. Imam Khomeini underlined that if the ultimate goal of the preventer of vices is not achieved within the first phase, entering the second stage is essential if the sinner may be affected through guidance and gentle remarks. The Imam believed that guidance of the sinner via gentle remarks should be prioritized in this stage. Imam Khomeini pointed out that the third stage of implementation of the task of promotion of virtues and prevention of vices is to take the necessary action to this end. The Imam underscored that the permission of a fully qualified jurisprudent is necessary for taking action in promotion of virtues and prevention of vices in circumstances that might inflict harm on the sinner or may lead to sinner's detention and restriction. Well, dear listeners, on that note, we come to the end of this week's episode of In the Path of the Imam. Hope you've enjoyed it.